Chapter 16 Social Psychological Factors That Relate to Health. Health question: what does health have to do with social psychology, or what does social psychology have to do with health? Our behavior and thinking have a significant influence on our health. And much of our thinking and behavior are the products of social and psychological dynamics. We learn from others how to perceive, interpret, and behave in relation to health-related matters. In addition, our interpretation of how healthy we are, or how sick we are, is also at least partly influenced by social psychological factors. The way we interpret symptoms is greatly influenced by the way others interpret similar symptoms. The social psychological connection involved with health will become more apparent in the following paragraphs. Health behaviors and related ideas. What are health behaviors? This term is defined in Taylor's social psychology as follows. Health behaviors are actions undertaken by people who are healthy to enhance or maintain their good health. Taylor mentions 7 health habits, which are good examples and are as follows: sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night, not smoking, eating breakfast each day, having no more than 1 or 2 drinks each day, getting regular exercise, not eating between meals, and being no more than 10 pounds overweight. For this text, the concept of health behaviors will be defined in a slightly different way than the definition provided by Taylor, which is as follows. Health behavior is any behavior that is intended to maintain or increase health, excluding actions that relate to medical treatment for a disease condition. Thus, this definition excludes medical treatment for an existing illness, which was also the case with the definition Taylor provided. However, my definition makes it clear that people with medical problems, who are not healthy, can also engage in health behavior. Examples of health behavior are jogging or exercising to maintain health, eating a balanced diet, controlling calorie intake to maintain proper body weight, controlling the level of fat and cholesterol in the diet, taking vitamin pills, etc. If we compare the lists of health behaviors taken from Taylor's social psychology with the above, we see an interesting difference between some of the behaviors. My examples of health behaviors were intentionally chosen to involve actions that are carried out to obtain or maintain health. I am calling this type of health behavior positively motivated health behavior. There are also health behaviors that involve the inhibition of unhealthy actions, such as not drinking alcoholic beverages, not smoking, etc. I am calling this type of health behavior negatively motivated health behavior. The following 2 lists contain examples of each type of health behavior. Examples of positively motivated health behaviors are as follows. Eating a balanced diet. In general, people more or less tend to eat the same way as their family and friends do, whether the diet is balanced or not. People sometimes simply eat a balanced diet simply because they live in a culture, or subculture, that consumes food that happens to be nutritionally balanced. However, in the United States there are many different styles and habits of eating, which are often the result of individual habits, which could have developed from the influence of one or more family members or friends. Another major influence on diet in our society is the mass media and mass marketing of food. The biggest problem in our society is the mass marketing of high-calorie candies, which usually contain little or no vitamins or minerals. These candies generally contain sugar and sometimes fat, often in the form of chocolate, which certainly justifies the name junk food. The junk food often interferes with eating lower-calorie foods that are more nutritious. Of course, many people eat a balanced diet in spite of the negative influences from our society. Such individuals may deliberately choose the foods they eat based on information they have gained from the educational system or from reading. Controlling calorie intake to maintain proper weight. People who successfully control their calorie intake may have developed the habit from childhood. Many people in our society consume excessively large amounts of calories. Much of this problem is the result of extremely high-calorie foods, which are sold with mass marketing techniques. A relatively small quantity of such foods each day will result in an excessively high calorie intake, which will eventually result in overweight. Controlling the intake of fat and cholesterol. This is often the result of awareness that developed from various educational sources, such as advice from physicians, reading, television programs on health, etc. Cultural factors are also important here. People that come from cultures or subcultures that have a philosophy of controlling factors in their lives are probably more likely to modify their diets to control fat and cholesterol. Exercising to maintain or improve health. The main influencing factor that probably determines this health behavior is knowledge and awareness that the individual gained through reading, the mass media, from physicians and from friends. People that have family and friends that exercise regularly or wish they had time to exercise regularly are probably more likely to engage in this type of behavior. Minimizing exposure to pollution. Before this behavior can be carried out, the individual must be aware of how exposure to pollution can be minimized. Such awareness can develop from reading, physicians' advice, and other sources of education. Basically, this health behavior can involve using an air purifier, using a water purifier, minimizing exposure to household chemicals, and moving to an environment that is less polluted. From a more general social perspective, this health behavior can involve supporting organizations, laws, legislation and political candidates that are involved with anti-pollution efforts. Note, it could be argued that this is not really a single health behavior, because it involves a number of different types of actions. However, whether or not this item fits the exact definition is not really important. The important point is that various social psychological factors results in awareness that results in a desire to minimize exposure to pollution. End of note. Taking nutritional supplements. Taking vitamins and or minerals is a common health behavior, which has been around since nutritional supplements have been sold on the mass market. Some people, including authorities, believe that nutritional supplements can improve health and prevent disease. There are other people, including experts, who believe that vitamin pills and or mineral supplements have little or no effect on health. Most likely the correct answer depends on the eating habits and overall health of the individual. Certainly a healthy individual that always manages to eat a perfectly balanced diet, with adequate levels of calcium and other minerals, probably will not benefit from nutritional supplements. Of course, many people do not consistently eat the perfect diet. These people might benefit from nutritional supplements. However, the primary interest in this text is what social psychological factors influence this health behavior. The advertising and the mass marketing strategies of some of the companies that make nutritional supplements are of course a factor. People in our environment are also a primary influence with this and other types of health behavior. That is, if we know people who take vitamins and know experts who support the use of nutritional supplements, we are probably more likely to use nutritional supplementation and vice versa. Eating health foods. Whether or not this truly improves health is not important here. Some people believe that certain foods, usually purchased in a health food store, improve or help maintain health. Some of these foods were grown with natural fertilizers and without insecticides. There are some foods that's supposed to improve health by providing the body with more energy or vigor. The factors that relate to this health value are probably friends that eat health foods. Other important factors in influencing this behavior are leaders in the health food movement and literature supporting health foods. Examples of negatively motivated health behaviors are as follows. Not overeating. This is difficult for many people in our society because of the tremendous abundance of tasty and high-calorie food. As a result, most adults are at least a few pounds overweight. However, most people occasionally engage in this health behavior for a while, such as while dieting. There are some people that generally do not overeat and they maintain ideal weight throughout life. Not consuming an excessive quantity of salt. This is not always a clearly defined behavior from a quantitative perspective because some people need more salt than others, such as people who exercise or work in hot environments. And there are people who retain salt in their body and thus need much less of it. However, most people probably have a rough idea of what is too much salt for them. There are individuals that are very conscious of this health behavior because they have high blood pressure or because members of their family have a problem. Not consuming an excessive quantity of sugar. Many people try to engage in this health behavior. Such people have some help from the mass production and marketing system, which produces many sweet products that do not contain sugar. There are two main sugar substitutes on the market, which are saccharin and aspartame NutraSweet, which are a help to many people in controlling their sugar intake. Note: it is interesting to note that the marketing and production system also can make it very difficult to follow this health behavior, because of the tremendous amount of foods produced with large quantities of sugar. Not consuming an excessive quantity of spices. The quantity of spices a person consumes is often partly determined by the culture the individual comes from. Some cultures simply use many more spices than other cultures. Thus, some people may engage in this health behavior without being aware of it, because their culture does not use an excessively large quantity of spices. People sometimes consciously engage in this behavior after a physician warns them of the health risks involved with excessive consumption of spices. Not drinking or minimizing the use of coffee or other caffeine-containing products. Coffee, tea, and other products that have caffeine in them are commonly available in our society. People are often influenced by the behavior of their family and friends to start consuming caffeine-containing products early in life. Drinking coffee may be considered a pleasant sign of growing up by a child. Caffeine-containing products, especially coffee, serve a practical purpose for some individuals, which is maintaining alertness. Thus, it is difficult to practice the health behavior of not using or minimizing the use of caffeine-containing products, but some health-conscious individuals do just that. Not drinking alcoholic beverages, or not drinking excessively. Just as is the case with coffee, drinking alcoholic beverages may be considered a pleasant sign of growing up by some young people. The consumption of alcohol is often facilitated by the behavior of family members and friends. The level of alcohol consumption or abstention from drinking is often greatly influenced or determined by the culture or subculture that an individual belongs to. Thus, some people may not drink alcoholic beverages or drink very little because of the influence of cultural factors in their environment. Also, there are health-conscious individuals that intentionally engage in this health behavior. However, there are far more people who drink small quantities of alcohol than there are people who do not consume any alcohol. Not smoking or not smoking excessively. Smoking cigarettes is often considered a sign of growing up by people in early to middle adolescence. The development of a smoking habit is often partly or totally the result of the influence of the peer group. Once people start smoking, it is usually quite difficult for them to break the habit. However, there are many people in our society that do not smoke or smoke very little. The influence of mass media campaigns suggesting the risk of cancer and other health problems has had some influence on certain individuals in relation to following this health behavior. Not taking illicit drugs. Probably most people in our society follow this health behavior. However, there are large numbers of individuals, especially young people, that take illicit drugs. The influence of the peer group is probably one of the primary factors in determining whether an individual takes illicit drugs. Of course, an individual that grows up with a strong negative philosophy in relation to illicit drugs will probably reject a peer group that uses drugs. Not taking risks with dangerous sports. This health behavior is easy to follow if you are not particularly good at sports. Most people fall into this category, especially after their mid-teens. However, there are individuals that get involved in dangerous sports for a hobby, on an advanced amateur level, or on a professional level, who constantly experience health-related problems as a result. These people may experience much reinforcement from society in engaging in dangerous sport-related activities. Often professional boxers are paid huge sums of money to continue in the profession until they are brain damaged. Motorcycle daredevils may be paid huge sums until they severely injure or get killed in the sport. Thus, most people can easily engage in the health behavior of not taking dangerous risks with sports, but for some individuals it is extremely difficult to give up a sport that is in effect destroying them. Not taking risks with automobiles. There are many people in our society who do not use automobiles or are careful drivers. Thus, this is a common health behavior. However, there are many people who do not follow this health behavior. They occasionally or often take significant risks with automobiles. Common risks are speeding and driving after drinking alcoholic beverages. People who do not drive can be subjected to the risk if they are in the automobile of a friend or acquaintance that takes risks with the automobile. Thus, to engage in this health behavior not taking risks with automobiles, it is necessary to be aware of the driving behavior of people who may serve as a chauffeur. Not taking unnecessary risks. In general, there are people who are generally conscious of unnecessary risks and know how to avoid them. Most young people probably do not engage in this health behavior as often as older people do. Thus, there are many health behaviors, but these are obviously not the only category of behavior that affects health. That is, health behavior was defined as behavior that is intended to maintain or increase health, excluding actions that relate to medical treatment for a disease condition. Thus, there is another category of behavior that relates to treatment of a medical condition. I am calling this behavior treatment-seeking behavior. That is, treatment-seeking behavior is the behavior of a person seeking medical help for a disease condition. From a social-psychological perspective, it is interesting to note that treatment-seeking behavior is greatly affected by culture, subculture, as well as the friends and family of the individual. That is, culturally related beliefs and the attitudes of family and friends influence the individual in determining what is an illness and what is a sickness that requires professional medical assistance. Most likely, poor people, who have little education, will be quite reluctant to interpret a condition as a disease requiring medical treatment. Educated, middle and upper class people are probably more likely than the uneducated poor to interpret a condition as a disease requiring medical assistance. Of course, free medical services coupled with appropriate educational advertising campaigns can make the poor more willing to define conditions in terms of disease needing medical treatment. Health values. What does the term health value mean? I am defining the concept for this text as a guiding principle that guides a person's actions in relation to either a specific health behavior or to treatment-seeking behavior for a specific medical condition. See the definitions of health behavior and treatment-seeking behavior on page 288. Such a guiding principle has a relative degree of strength in relation to other desires and motivations. That is, an individual with a specific health value that is very strongly held will follow the guiding principle in spite of distracting desires and motivations. However, an individual who has a weakly held health value may ignore the value when stronger desires and motivations are in conflict with it. It is quite common for people to have health values that are not actualized, or only occasionally actualized. Thus, each health value that an individual has, as the term is defined for this text, has a specific level of strength, which determines the probability of a person adhering to the value at any point in time. Thus, some values are strongly held, some are moderately adhered to, and some are weak and are only occasionally followed. All of the health behaviors described on the preceding two lists have health values associated with them. Some additional examples are as follows. A guiding principle in relation to cleanliness. This health value is especially important in our society. Clean food, a clean body, and clean clothes are considered extremely important. Unclean food can truly be a health problem. Bacteria can easily grow when food is not kept clean, which can result in food poisoning. A clean body might also be associated with contamination of disease-causing microorganisms. Of course, cleanliness is valued also because it is simply more aesthetically pleasing. This can be especially important in a society that is crowded into cramped working quarters, classrooms, and similar crowded locations. This is especially the case with the body. One of the contributing factors to the development and maintenance of the cleanliness value is we have a rich society that can afford the luxury of indoor plumbing and clothes washing machines. This technology makes it easy to follow the cleanliness value. In more primitive societies, without indoor plumbing and washing machines, cleanliness can be extremely difficult to maintain. A guiding principle in relation to brushing the teeth regularly to prevent tooth decay. Our society is very concerned with good dental health. This concern is facilitated by education, dentists, and the mass media. On television, In newspapers and magazines, the association of popularity and sexuality are conveyed in relation to healthy teeth and a clean odor-free breath. Education, dentists, and toothpaste ads tell us the way to maintain good teeth to brush teeth regularly. In addition, we are taught that brushing teeth can reduce expensive dental problems and help eliminate bad breath. Thus, brushing teeth regularly is a major health value that is carried out by most people in our society. More primitive societies may not be aware of the health advantages of regular brushing of the teeth. Such societies may accept decaying teeth and the loss of teeth as a natural result of maturing and aging. However, many primitive societies do not consume sugar in the large quantities that are consumed in our society. Thus, some of these societies may have less of a problem with tooth decay than we would if we did not brush our teeth regularly. Regular checkups at the dentist. All of the factors mentioned for the previous item on this list apply to this health values. However, this value is probably less often actualized, because it takes time and money. But most people in our society tend to see the dentist on a more or less regular basis. Poorer and more primitive societies are not likely to have this health value because of the expense of regular dental checkups and the expense of dental work. A guiding principle to try to save teeth that are weakened by dental disease. This value can cost hundreds or thousands of dollars, depending on the problem and the number of teeth involved. Thus, the value is a primary component of people who are middle class and above. Severely weakened teeth are more likely to be extracted than saved if the patient is poor. This is most likely to be the case in most poor societies, cultures, and subcultures. Regular checkups at a physician's office. This health value is not always actualized, because of time, money, and fear of adverse indications from the checkup. However, most people in our society more or less see doctors on a regular basis. This is probably more the case for individuals that are older and have some medical problems. Regular medical checkups may not be part of the value system of many uneducated and poor societies, cultures, and subcultures. The reason for this is lack of available physicians and limitations in financial resources. Note: following examples of health values are often naturalized or only occasionally actualized in our society. However, there are of course many individuals who do successfully actualize these values in our society. The interesting idea about these often non-actualized values is that the values may have developed because of deficiencies and failures in our society to maintain certain health standards. For example, we have difficulty maintaining proper body weight, so we have an often non-actualized value of maintaining a slim body. Another example is we have a health value that relates to the elimination of air pollution, which may have developed because we pollute the air and water significantly more than other societies. Societies that do not have such problems may not develop unactualized health values of this type. A guiding principle to maintain a slim body that is a proper weight. This is a major health value in our society that people constantly fail to actualize. However, we consider it quite important, but only a minority truly maintains ideal body weight throughout life. The reason we have this health value is simply because many people in our society are overweight, which is the result of an abundance of food, an excessive quantity of high-calorie junk food, and lack of exercise. The value of maintaining a slim body of proper weight is perpetuated and strengthened by physicians and the mass media. The message of better health and better looks in relation to proper body weight is received through magazine articles, advertising, especially ads using slim models, television, and the movies. Another reason we have this often unactualized value is that we are a highly educated people. As a result, we are aware of the medical consequences of overweight. Societies that are less educated, less wealthy, have less labor-saving technology and less food may not have the value of maintaining a slim body, because in these societies most people do not have to worry about overweight. A guiding principle in relation to maintaining a body that is physically fit. The factors involved with this health value essentially includes all of the factors mentioned for the previous item on this list. The value is often not actualized in our society. That is, we live in a society that tends to facilitate an overweight body that is not physically fit, but we are aware that this is quite unhealthy. We are aware that a body that is not physically fit can mean less energy and a shorter life. Thus, our society associates health, a pleasant sense of youth, long life and beauty with a physically fit body. This image and the implied value is transmitted and reinforced by the mass media, by advertising, and by physicians. Societies, cultures and subcultures that have a lifestyle that involves much physical labor and low-calorie foods may not have the same concern for a physically fit body that our society has. Such people may not have any need to be concerned about physical fitness. In addition, societies, cultures and subcultures that are less educated may be less aware of the consequences of poor physical fitness. Thus, the members from such groups may not have the value of maintaining a body that is physically fit. However, in some cases they may be in good physical shape because of the physical labor they must perform to obtain the necessities of life. A guiding principle in relation to reducing stress: we live in a society that tends to produce a considerable amount of emotional stress on its members, but our medical advisors convince us that this is unhealthy. Thus, we have another health value that is often not actualized. However, many services and products are sold to the people in our society to reduce stress, such as psychiatric treatment involving tranquilizers, psychological methods of relaxation, hypnosis, music created to facilitate relaxation, books and recordings on how to relax, etc. Societies that function with a more relaxed philosophy and tempo may not have this value of reducing stress, because it is simply not needed. That is, such social environments may not produce an excess amount of emotional stress, which means there is no need to reduce it. A guiding principle in relation to the elimination of pollution: the United States produces a tremendous amount of environmental pollution. Our machines and mass production methods produce solid, liquid and gaseous chemical waste products that pollute our land, water and air. We have become aware of a major health problem, which has resulted in an often unactualized health value that prohibits pollution. This health value is written into many laws that prohibit or minimize pollution. Of course, the pollution problem continues in spite of the health value and the law. The reason for this is there are stronger values our society has in relation to mass production, mass consumption, the use of labor-saving machinery, the use of automobiles, the use of disposable packaging, air conditioning in the summer, heating in the winter, etc. However, there appears to have been a small amount of progress in reducing environmental pollution over the last several years. There are, and have been, societies that never had a significant pollution problem and thus never needed to create a health value that relates to controlling pollution. Of course, most societies today have a pollution problem, because environmental pollution can spread through water and air from one region to another. If we examine the above paragraphs dealing with health behavior, positively motivated health behavior and negatively motivated health behavior, treatment seeking behavior and health values, we can find some interesting relationships from a social psychological perspective. These factors are the result of the influence family and friends have on us. Our culture, subculture, and education are also important in determining our health behaviors, treatment seeking behaviors and health values. Thus, the social-psychological relationship between health becomes more obvious. However, in the following paragraphs, the social-psychological dynamics in relation to health will be seen from a different perspective, which is even more dramatic. Stressful life experiences and risk of developing health problems. The relationship between physical health and social and psychological dynamics can be seen in relation to various types of stressful life experiences, which affect health in significant ways. The following list was taken from Taylor's Social Psychology, which consists of various stressful life events. The list is written in decreasing order of health risk. That is, the items on the top of the list have relatively high health risks associated with them, and the items on the bottom of the list have lower health risks associated with them. In addition, the numbers on the left of the underlined words are numbers that indicate relative risk of developing a health problem. For example, the death of a spouse has a 100 on the left, indicating a high health risk. The last item, minor violations of the law, has the number 11, indicating a relatively mild health risk results from this item. The list has 43 items and is as follows. 1. Death of a spouse. 100. This is obviously a very traumatic event. The health problems associated with this is obviously the great emotional impact of the loss, which can affect the biochemistry of the body in adverse ways. However, another important component is the change can also affect the health habits of the surviving spouse. One of many possible examples is seen when the deceased spouse was the individual that prepared food for the family. The survivor may not know how to, or have the patience to, prepare healthy meals. However, many of the adverse physiological effects may be the result of the stress distracting or interfering with normal health habits. For example, it may be quite difficult for the individual to get enough sleep. The distracting circumstances associated with the loss of a spouse, in certain cases, might make the survivor careless in certain ways, which can result in increased risk of accidents. Note the words health habits are used in most of the items on this list. The health habits mean in this text all of the following: eating the right amount of food, eating nutritious food, getting enough sleep, not oversleeping, getting enough exercise, taking medication that is needed to maintain health, visiting the doctor and dentist when necessary, not drinking alcoholic beverages or controlling the amount of alcohol consumed, not smoking or not smoking excessively, not taking illicit drugs, etc. Many of these health habits may not be followed under distracting and/or stressful circumstances, which will be apparent after reading the remainder of this list. End of note. Note when the word normal is used in this section, stressful life experiences and risk of developing health problems, it means what was normal for the individual before the life changes took place. The term normal is used mostly to describe changes from normal health habits and changes from normal levels of cautiousness in this section. This simply means that the individual is not following his or her usual behavior pattern in relation to health habits and/or levels of cautiousness. End of note. Note many of the life changes on this list might interfere with the normal level of cautiousness that people normally display in their daily lives. That is, when people are experiencing distracting unpleasant circumstances, they might become careless in some cases. When people are experiencing pleasant life changes, there can also be distractions that can interfere with the normal level of cautiousness. That is, some people might become careless as a result of distractions from pleasant circumstances. In addition, some individuals may be inclined to engage in risky behaviors when they are experiencing a pleasant life change, such as engaging in dangerous sports activities, driving just after drinking alcoholic beverages, or speeding in an automobile. All of the above can, of course, increase the rates of injuries resulting from accidents. End of note. 2. Divorce. 73. The factors involved with this may be very similar or identical to item 1 on this list. However, the relative strengths of the factors are probably less severe in most cases. 3. Marital separation from mate. 65. The health-related factors are also probably similar to the first and second items on this list, but less severe. 4. Detention in jail or other institution. 63. Obviously, the emotional impact of being put in jail or confined to any institution can affect a person's health. However, imprisonment can involve exposure to dangerous people, other prisoners, and the emotional trauma of imprisonment might interfere with health habits. The individual may also become somewhat careless in some cases. The carelessness can include getting into hostile physical conflict with other prisoners, which can result in physical injury. Note the idea that jail leads to an increase in health risks was of course made by the original authors Holmes and Rahe of the list. I tend to believe that for certain individuals, jail or some other type of institutionalization can result in a reduction in health risks. People that engage in dangerous crimes and/or take dangerous drugs are placing their health and lives in extreme danger. Such people can be shot or injured by the police, by the people that they are robbing, or by other criminals. It is not unusual for criminals to kill other criminals. It is not unusual for young hoodlums to die in gang fights. It is not unusual for drug addicts to die as a result of heroin overdose. In addition, people that are mentally deranged may intentionally kill themselves or engage in behavior that places a significant risk on their health. Such people should have a significantly reduced health risk if they are institutionalized. In addition, prisoners and mental patients will most likely get more nutritious food and better medical care when they are confined in an institution. However, people who engage in white-collar crimes or display harmless mental abnormalities would probably have a significantly increased health risk if they are put in jail or confined in any other type of institution. 5. Death of a close family member. 63. The physiological impact of the severe emotional stress probably causes the increase in health risk. However, the emotional stress resulting from the loss can disrupt the health habits that the individual normally follows. Under these conditions, some individual may become careless in his or her behavior, resulting in an increase in the likelihood of injury. 6. Major personal injury or illness. 53. The physiological impact of the injury and related emotional trauma probably accounts for the increase in health risk. In addition, the emotional stress and the handicapping effect of the injury can interfere with normal health habits. Under these conditions, some people might be so distracted about their illness or injury they may become careless, resulting in further injury. 7. Marriage. 50. The emotional excitement can interfere with normal health habits. In addition, marriage can result in many types of problems, including financial difficulties, which can have a negative emotional impact. The emotional stresses associated with these difficulties can have a negative physiological impact on the body. However, the primary difficulty might be that such problems interfere with the normal health habits. When a marriage is going fine and the individuals are happy, there may be a tendency to engage in more risk-taking in some cases, such as drinking and driving, speeding, taking sports-related risks on vacation, etc. This can result in physical injury. When there are marital problems, people may simply become more careless in many areas of life, which can result in physical injury. 8. Being fired from work. 47. The emotional impact can have adverse physiological effects and can also interfere with normal health habits. The distractions can result in carelessness, which can increase the rate of injuries in some cases. 9. Marital reconciliation with mate. 45. The factors involved with this may be very similar to the factors involved with marriage. See item 7 on this list. 10. Retirement from work. 45. This can result, in some cases, in lack of exercise, an excessive number of hours spent sleeping and depression, all of which can have an adverse effect on health. In addition, the change in routine might interfere with the normal health habits of the retired person. 11. Major change in the health or behavior of a family member. 44. This can be emotionally stressful, and emotional stress can have an adverse physiological impact on the body. However, probably a primary cause of the increase in health risk is an interference in the normal health habits. In addition, the new circumstances may, in some cases, interfere with the normal level of cautiousness as a result of various distractions. The resulting carelessness might increase the rate of accidents. 12. Pregnancy. 40. There can be some adverse physiological effects and health risks associated with pregnancy. However, the emotional impact is probably an important factor in many cases. The emotional impact can have an adverse physiological effect and can also interfere with normal health habits in some cases. In addition, if there is much emotional stress and distractions associated with the pregnancy, there might be a tendency to be distracted from the normal levels of cautiousness, resulting in an increase in the rate of accidents. The last 2 points might be more likely to be the case if the pregnancy is unwanted. The woman is uneducated and poor. 13. Sexual difficulties. 39. This can result in conflict between partners, which can result in emotional stress. And as suggested with the other items on the list, the emotional stress can have an adverse physiological effect and it can also interfere with normal health habits. However, often sexual difficulties can be a sign of the development of emotional or physiological problems, which may be the primary cause of the increase in health risk in some cases. 14. Gaining a new family member, for example, through birth, adoption, oldster moving in. 39. This can lead to problems and conflict, which can have the adverse emotional impact on the mind and body. However, probably the major difficulty is a disruption of the old routine, which can interfere with normal health habits. The resulting distractions might also result in a reduction in the normal level of cautiousness, which can increase the rates of accidents in some cases. 15 Major Business Readjustment. For example, merger, reorganization, bankruptcy. 39 This can be either exciting or upsetting, with the overall stress interfering with normal health habits. The disruptions from bankruptcy and related losses can result in extreme emotional stress and depression in some cases. This certainly can increase health risks. In addition, the distractions associated with the problem might result in carelessness, which can increase the rate of accidents in some cases. 16 Major change in financial state. For example, a lot worse off or a lot better off than usual. 38 This can also be exciting or upsetting, with the overall stress interfering with the normal functioning of the body. The stress can also interfere with normal health habits. A significant reduction in financial resources can also result in depression in some cases, which is a health problem that can facilitate other medical problems. The distractions, emotional stress or excitement, resulting from a change in financial status, can interfere with the normal level of cautiousness. This can result in an increased chance of getting into an accident. 17 Death of close friend. 37 The emotional impact can interfere with normal physiological functions. The impact can also interfere with normal health habits. Such unpleasant circumstances can result in many distractions, which can interfere with the normal level of cautiousness in some cases. This, of course, can result in an increase in the chances of getting into an accident. 18 Changing to a different line of work. 36 This can involve many challenges, which can be exciting, frustrating, or emotionally upsetting. The new line of work can also involve adjusting to a new work environment, a new boss, and a new set of co-workers. This is likely to lead to additional stress. The stress and the distractions resulting from the new work environment can interfere with normal health habits. The distractions may also interfere with the normal level of cautiousness in some cases, resulting in an increased rate of accidents. 19 Major change in the number of arguments with spouse. Either a lot more or a lot less than usual regarding children rearing, personal habits. 35 It is obvious that an increase in the number of arguments can be emotionally stressful. It is also apparent that emotional stress from the additional arguments can affect health in undesirable ways. However, it is a mystery why fewer arguments can result in an increase in health risks. Perhaps, the reduction of arguments is really the result of a lowered amount of energy caused by a developing illness. Any distractions that develop as a result of any of the above may interfere with the normal level of cautiousness, resulting in an increase in the rate of accidents. 20 Taking out a mortgage or loan for a major purchase. For example, for a home, business. 31 Loaning money may be emotionally stressful because it involves risk. A borrower may lose his or her home, business, car, etc. In addition, the item that is purchased, such as a home or business, may involve additional worries and distractions. All of the above can have an adverse physiological impact on the body. In addition, the above can also cause distractions that interfere with normal health habits. The distractions can also interfere with the normal level of vigilance in relation to safety, which can result in an increase in the chances of getting into an accident. 21 Foreclosure on a mortgage or loan. 30 This will be emotionally stressful for most people, which can have an adverse physiological impact on the body. The emotional stress can also distract from normal health habits. Any distractions that result can also interfere with the normal level of cautiousness in some cases. 22 Major change in responsibilities at work. For example, promotion, demotion, lateral transfer. 29 This can probably distract from normal health habits. It may cause some emotional stress also, which can have an adverse physiological impact on the body. The distractions that result from this change can also interfere with the normal level of cautiousness in some cases. This can increase the chances of getting into an accident. 23 Son or daughter leaving home. For example, marriage, attending college. 29 Although this is a very different situation than the previous item on this list, item 22, the basic factors and their relative strength are probably approximately the same. That is, worry and distraction from normal health habits might be the reason for the increase in health risk. In addition, the resulting distractions can interfere with the normal level of cautiousness, resulting in accidents. 24. Trouble with in-laws. 29. Arguments and related problems can cause emotional stress, with its adverse physiological impact. In addition, the above can interfere with normal health habits. The resulting distractions can interfere with the normal levels of cautiousness in some cases, resulting in an increase in the rate of accidents. 25. Outstanding personal achievement. 28. Outstanding personal achievement can result in many new opportunities, friends, and acquaintances. This can distract from normal health habits. In effect, the individual may not have enough time to eat properly and obtain enough sleep. The excitement and other distractions from the achievement can interfere with the normal level of cautiousness in some cases. 26. Wife beginning or ceasing work outside the home. 26. A wife who begins to work outside of the home can be upsetting her husband, if he has traditional values. This can have some minor emotional impact, with its physiological consequences. It can also distract from normal health habits, especially eating. This can be especially the case when the wife formerly prepared the food for the family. When a wife ceases working outside of the home, there is a reduction in the family income. This can be emotionally stressful, which can distract from properly carrying out normal health habits. In addition, the stress can have some adverse physiological consequences. In some cases, the resulting distractions might interfere with the normal level of cautiousness, resulting in an increase in the chances of getting into an accident. 27. Beginning or ceasing formal schooling. 26. Beginning formal schooling can interfere with normal health habits. There may simply not be enough time to sleep 8 hours and eat carefully prepared meals. The distractions can also interfere with the normal level of cautiousness in some cases. 28. Major change in living conditions, for example building a new house, remodeling, deterioration of home or neighborhood. 25. There may be a number of mild health risks involved here. Remodeling may involve exposure to dust and paint fumes. A deteriorating home or neighborhood in some cases might also involve an increased exposure to dust and some other pollutants. However, probably the primary portion of the increased health risk comes from emotional factors and distraction from health habits. In addition, the distractions that result from this life change can in some cases interfere with the normal level of cautiousness. This, of course, can result in an increased chance of getting into an accident. 29. Revision of personal habits, dress, manners, associations, etc. 24. Such changes may simply be the result of undiagnosed medical or psychiatric condition. Thus, this item might suggest an undiagnosed medical problem, as opposed to increasing health risks. 30. Trouble with the boss. 20. This can be emotionally stressful with its adverse physiological consequences. Trouble with the boss can also cause many distractions that can interfere with normal health habits. The distractions can also interfere with the normal level of cautiousness, resulting in an increased rate of accidents. 31. Major change in working hours or conditions. 20. This can interfere with normal sleeping habits in some cases. It can also interfere with other health habits. A change in working conditions can sometimes be emotionally stressful, which can have an adverse impact on the body. This and related factors can also interfere with normal health habits. 32. Change in residence. 20. There can be many mild factors that can lead to physiological stress as a result of change of residence. The change itself can be time-consuming, which can interfere with normal health habits. There can be some emotional stress adjusting to new living quarters, in a new part of town, with new neighbors. And as was stated in the other examples, emotional stress can be a distraction from normal health habits, and it can also have an adverse physiological impact. The change in residence can also produce many distractions, which can interfere with the normal level of cautiousness. This can result in an increase in the rate of accidents in some cases. 33. Changing to a new school. 20. The factors involved with this are similar to the above item 32 on this list. 34. Major change in usual type and or amount of recreation. 19. This can in some cases involve a sudden increase in physical exercise, which can have adverse physiological consequences for some individuals. The change in the usual type of recreation can also involve risks of physical injury, such as an individual that takes up skiing, mountain climbing, swimming, etc. An increase in the amount of recreational activities can also increase risk of physical injury. Even if the individual is experienced in certain recreational activities, such as skiing, spending additional time with the activity will probably increase risk of physical injury. In addition, an increased amount of certain recreational activities can overstress the body. If a person jogs, hikes or swims excessively, there can be an adverse physiological stress on the body, in some cases. Some recreational activities are destructive by nature. Such activities include an increase in the consumption of alcoholic beverages, an increase in the number of cigarettes smoked, and the use of illicit drugs. A reduction in the amount of recreational activities can be the result of the individual feeling less energetic, which can be the result of an undiagnosed illness that is in its developmental stage. A reduction in recreational activities can also be unhealthy when it results in lack of exercise. 35. Major change in church activities. For example, a lot more or a lot less than usual. 19. An increase can be mildly stressful, which can have some adverse physiological consequences in some cases. This can also interfere with normal health habits. The resulting distractions might interfere with a normal level of cautiousness in some cases. A reduction in the usual amount of church-related activities can be the result of the individual feeling less energetic in some cases. This loss of energy can be related to the development of an undiagnosed illness. In addition, a reduction in church activities can result in boredom and depression for some individuals. This can obviously have adverse physiological consequences, especially if the depression develops to an advanced clinical stage. 36. Major change in social activities. For example, clubs, dancing, movies, visiting. 18. The factors involved with this are probably essentially the same as the above item 35 on this list. 37. Taking out a mortgage or loan for a lesser purchase. For example, for a car, TV, freezer. 17. There might be some emotional stress in relation to paying back the loan, which can have a negative physiological impact on the body. The emotional stress may also interfere with normal health habits in some cases. The distractions from the above might interfere with a normal level of cautiousness in some cases, which can increase the rate of accidents. 38. Major change in sleeping habits. A lot more or a lot less sleep, or change in part of day when asleep. 16. This can have an adverse physiological impact on the body. It can also result in an inability to obtain an adequate number of hours of sleep, which can result in sleepiness during the day. The sleepiness might make the individual more susceptible to accidents and certain illnesses. 39. Major change in number of family get-togethers. For example, a lot more or a lot less than usual. 15. An increase in the number of family get-togethers can result in some mild stress in some cases. One source of the stress can be conflict between family members or an effort to avoid conflict. A decrease in the number of family get-togethers may in some cases be the result of a conflict, which may produce emotional stress. Loneliness resulting from fewer family get-togethers can also be emotionally stressful in some cases. Thus, the resulting stress can have an adverse impact on the body and can interfere with normal health habits. Any distractions that may develop may interfere with a normal level of cautiousness, resulting in an increased rate of accidents. 40. Major change in eating habits. A lot more or a lot less food intake, or very different meal hours or surroundings. 15. There are many possible reasons why this item may be correlated with an increase in health risks. When the variations in eating habits are related to a change in appetite, the change may be the result of an undiagnosed medical condition that is still in its developing stages. In addition, eating a lot more food than usual can cause an increase in weight, which is certainly unhealthy. A large reduction in the normal calorie intake, such as is often intentionally done in crash diets, can have an adverse physiological impact on the body. 41. Vacation 13. The activities, excitement and frustrations associated with a vacation can produce emotional stress, with its adverse physiological consequences. However, the activities as well as the emotional stress can distract the vacationer from normal health habits in some cases. In addition, on vacation some people might expose themselves to activities that are more physiologically stressful than their bodies can tolerate. For example, an individual may swim and jog more while on vacation. Some people on vacation may also expose themselves to additional risk, such as risks associated with skiing, hiking, swimming, mountain climbing, the drinking of excessive quantities of alcohol, taking illicit drugs, etc. 42. Christmas 12 holidays often result some emotional stress, with its adverse health effects. The preparation for Christmas, such as buying gifts, can be stressful and time-consuming. Spending money on gifts and holiday decorations can cause financial problems for some people, which can produce even more emotional stress. Some people may feel lonely and rejected because they feel they have not been included in Christmas celebrations, which can lead to emotional stress and/or depression. Thus, the emotional stress and other factors resulting from Christmas can have an adverse physiological effect and interfere with normal health habits. The distractions and rushing to complete shopping before the official start of the holiday can interfere with the normal level of cautiousness, resulting in an increased rate of accidents. 43. Minor violations of the law. For example, traffic tickets, jaywalking, disturbing the peace. 11. This can be emotionally stressful, with its adverse physiological effects. The stress coupled with other distractions associated with illegal problems can interfere with normal health habits. The resulting distractions might interfere with the normal level of cautiousness in some cases. This can result in the rate of accidents. If we examine the 43 items on the list, we see some common causes for an increase in health risks. The first factor is perhaps obvious in our modern times. Emotional stress is produced by changing the circumstances, and such stress can have an adverse physiological effect on the body. The next factor is that changes in life and related distractions, coupled with the resulting emotional stress or excitement, often distract an individual from proper health habits. People might eat too much, eat foods that are not nutritious, not sleep adequately, exercise less than usual, drink excessive quantities of alcoholic beverages, smoke excessively, etc. During such distracting, stressful, or exciting life changes, people may go back to unhealthy habits, which they formerly had. For example, the former alcoholic may start drinking again. The person, who finally succeeded in breaking the smoking habit, may resume the habit once again. The thin person that was once fat may resume his or her excessive eating habits and become fat again. Another factor that is apparent from some of the 43 items on the list is life changes often result in a reduction of the normal level of cautiousness, which can result in an increased rate of accidents. People who are distracted by changing life circumstances may become careless and/or not evaluate risks as carefully as they normally would. In pleasant life experiences such as a vacation, people may be more willing to take risks. Examples are seen when people engage in risky sports while on vacation, such as skiing or mountain climbing. In general, there probably is a tendency for people to become more careless in situations that are distracting and unpleasant. This is very different from deliberate risk-taking. Most people probably would not deliberately engage in risk-taking when they are experiencing unpleasant life changes. The deliberate risk-taking is probably more likely to occur when a pleasant life experience is happening, such as the vacation mentioned above. These pleasant life experiences can also be distracting, which can result in carelessness in some cases. Thus, we can see from the above paragraph that there are three major factors that can increase the chances of becoming ill as a direct or indirect result of changing life circumstances. These factors are emotional stress, being distracted from carrying out normal health habits, and a reduction in the normal level of cautiousness, which consists of carelessness and/or deliberate risk-taking. It is interesting to note that the three factors can be controlled or eliminated with awareness and the application of appropriate techniques. This will be discussed in the following three paragraphs. Emotional stress can be greatly reduced with many methodologies, such as muscle relaxation techniques, hypnosis, meditation, listening to relaxing music, etc. In addition, there are medications that can help relax an individual who is experiencing extreme emotional stress that cannot be easily controlled by other methods. Maintaining good health habits under distracting and stressful life changes can be achieved by all of the following. Become more aware of the tendency human beings often have to stray from good health habits. Under stressful and distracting conditions, just being aware of the tendency may help you maintain good health habits. Make every effort to reduce the distractions and to relax and concentrate on normal health habits. Concentrate especially on getting adequate rest and sleep under these conditions. Also, it is probably advisable to avoid all intoxicants under such conditions. Lack of sleep or the use of intoxicants can make it even more difficult to concentrate on maintaining good health habits. When faced with distracting and stressful circumstances, put more time and effort into maintaining healthy habits. Try to be stricter with yourself about health habits. This can involve efforts to improve health habits. However, the more time and effort will probably only serve to maintain the normal health habits. At the very least, the investment of effort and time will reduce the level of deterioration of the health habits during the stressful and distracting life situation. The reduction in cautiousness that can be associated with certain life changes can be reduced or eliminated by all of the following. Become aware of the tendency to be careless under stressful and distracting conditions. Just being aware of the tendency can serve to reduce accidents and the resulting medical problems. Become aware of the inclination to take unnecessary risks under pleasant conditions. Often people may take unnecessary risks on vacation or when experiencing other pleasant circumstances. This is likely to be especially true if alcohol or other intoxicants have been consumed. Just being aware of this tendency can reduce the health risk to some extent. Avoiding, or at the very least, minimizing the use of alcohol or any other intoxicating substance can reduce the tendency to take unnecessary risks. Put more time and effort into cautiousness and make every effort to reduce risks, that is, under stressful, distracting, or under certain pleasant conditions. Invest more time and effort in safety. Make every effort to be more cautious than usual to offset the tendency for carelessness and increased risk-taking. In addition, simply doing things slower and more cautiously can reduce the chances of undesirable consequences. This can include planning more time to do things in a cautious way. For example, if you are planning to drive to a specific destination, allow more time to do this. Try and avoid any activity that involves a normal level of risk if you cannot concentrate, took any intoxicating substance, or did not get adequate sleep. This can include avoiding the use of an automobile, not using dangerous machinery, not using fire, etc.